Good afternoon. Here is the regional news presented by Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. First, the main points. A free medical screening campaign for renal disease to increase awareness and early detection is underway in the Adamawa region, organized by the Ngaoundere Regional Hospital. In prelude to the World Environment Day, it has been observed that certain human activities in the East region largely contribute to environmental degradation, leading to a rapid change in climatic condition. In the meantime, the common man in the Central region keeps lamenting over persistent price hike of basic commodities in the market, especially foodstuff, as the so-called low-budget meals are fast becoming luxury. Those are our major stories. The regional news in full in a moment. The 2024 edition of the World Environment Day will be observed tomorrow, Wednesday, June 5th, on the theme Land Restoration, Desertation and Drought Resilience. In the East region, human activities in the areas of mining, forest exploitation and urbanization contributes largely to environmental degradation, thus leading to a rapid change in climatic condition, as you tell us, Tala LT.
Kambili, Kolumin, Ngura and Betare Oya are some of the localities in the East region which have been hard hit by artisanal and semi-mechanized gold mining activities. Kambili, for instance, which was once covered in thick forest, now looks like a dry, barren wasteland characterized by large pits with stagnant water. The trees, which once provided shelter for crops, animals, and men, have all disappeared, and the savannah is fast overshadowing this locality. Illegal and illicit forest exploitation is another factor which is contributing to environmental degradation and climate change. In order to build houses and create farmlands, inhabitants of the region continue to burn down forest. In the months of April and May, the population of Betwa, for instance, experienced high temperatures like never before. It was at this point that many came to realize that their uncontrolled activities were having devastating effects on the climate. On Wednesday, May 5th, the governor of the East Region, Gregoire Vongon, will chair activities marking this year's edition of the World Environment Day at the premises of the East Regional Station of the CRTV. This will be followed by a tree planting exercise in some points of the town. Tala LT, CRTV News, Betwa.
And from the East region onto the Adamawa, hundreds of people in Ngaoundere are currently taking part in a free medical screening campaign for renal disease. The program, organized by the Ngaoundere Regional Hospital, seeks to increase awareness, early detection, and the management of renal diseases such as chronic kidney failure. It is part of activities to mark the National Kidney Week in the Adamawa. Elvis Waji Bamya reports.
For every individual who shows up at the Ngaoundere Regional Hospital for the free screening exercise, the person is subjected to tests such as blood pressure measurement, urine and blood test to measure kidney function. Osmanu happily went through the process. It feels good to go through all this. I think it is important to know whether or not we are in good health. This may just help to prevent the worst from occurring. The head of the Ngaoundere Hemodialysis Center, Dr. Umaru Musa, who supervises the exercise, takes the opportunity to educate visitors about renal infections.
The leading cause of renal failure around the world is diabetes mellitus. In Cameroon, the first causes of maintenance hemodialysis is hypertension. So except hypertension and diabetes, we also have infectious diseases like glomerulonephritis, hepatitis C, and HIV, which is the third leading cause of renal failure here in Ngaoundere.
The experts are also providing education on lifestyle modifications and risk factor management to prevent kidney disease progression.
Take care of yourself by drinking water. Whether you feel thirsty or not, try to do it like a normal daily habit. And secondly, is to have a time for yourself to take your blood pressure and to control your blood glycemia, and also to check for other comorbidities such as hepatitis C and hepatitis B.
Apart from the screening for renal diseases, a conference to be held on Saturday to further educate the population on the dangers of the disease has been scheduled to crown the National Kidney Week in the region. Ellis Wajibanmia, CRTV News, Ngaoundiri.
And from the Adamawa region to the northwest region, precisely in Bamenda, capital city, where there is a young woman who has committed her time and resources to care for orphans and stranded kids, especially those with mental disabilities. Through her caregiving facility, known as Divine Touch Inclusive Center, the kids are provided a home and receive free education. As you tell us, Mercy Cozy.
28-year-old Miranda Marfor says she gave up her calling as a religious in 2021 to take care of children suffering from spectrum disorders who had either been rejected or had lost their primary caregivers.
I actually was with the Dominican Sisters of Blessed Imelda. Well, I had an encounter with a child who suffers with disabilities, and that child, the family, they regard that child as an outcast or as a burden. So I started, but what happened with me was I was so drawn into it that I even forgot that I was in a religious life and I have to follow the rules and regulations. It got to a point where those with, even the adult ones with disability, they could already spot the community. They will always leave my four junction to the community, and some will be begging. They want to change. I will remove my dresses from my valise and give them the change.
At the Vicky Street neighborhood in Bamenda, where the Divine Touch Inclusive Center is located, there are close to 50 children benefiting from the benevolence of Miranda and other people of goodwill.
I made it in a way that I would love to know where the child is coming from, because there were some that I even got to the families and I realized it was just, it's not as if they could not cater for the child, but it was just out of negligence or maybe discouragement from people that, and the child is suffering, but they have the means. Mm-hmm. The first candidate, 7th of March 2021, that was the first set, and they were three kids, boys, who came in. I called them the pioneers. They are here.
The facility is plagued by a number of challenges owing to its location that makes it prone to flood and insecurity. Mercy Kusi for the regional news in Bamenda.
We continue our regional news tour to the southwest region. In a world that is predominantly designed for right-handed persons, there are some individuals who have mastered using their left hand. Some of these persons say they sometimes face stigmatization from the society. Health experts in the southwest region, Boya, advise parents not to force their children into using their right hand because of fear of what the society will say. Details with Kinge Angela Pa.
When I want to walk, they will say, use the right hand. When the person leaves, I continue with my left hand.
They see us to be disabled. Are you a left-hander? Once you say yes, you just realize how your countenance changes towards you.
These are some of the challenges people who have mastered using their left hands in a right-handed world face in our society today. In the southwest region, Boya, meanwhile, some parents have accepted their children to develop as left-handers. Some, on the other hand, have forced their children into using their right hand for fear that the community would shun them.
It was a battle making him stop using the left to right. He was born to use his left hand. It was frustrating to him. We would get tantrums. He would get really angry. But we just thought that everybody uses the right hand, so why not him?
My son is a left-hander, and I've tried to make him use the other hand, but it's not going.
Dr. Mfor Daisy, public health specialist working at the regional hospital in Boya, says there is no difference between a right-handed and a left-handed person. She further advises parents on what to do if they observe their child is left-handed.
If a child was born left-handed and a parent tried to distort it, it may affect his overall performance.
There is nothing like the brain is on the left-hand side. So I think all those stigmas, they should be eliminated from the society.
Parents should allow their children, or if you are doubting about your child, take the child to the doctor.
It is, however, hoped that the narrative of being a left-handed or right-handed person will change. For many of such persons, it is said, possess unique abilities to use both hands for various activities.
Kinge Angela Parr for Regional News in Boya.
And from the Southwest region, we take you to next door center region. As you heard in one of our lead stories, the current trend of price hike of basic commodities in the market is seemingly having an adverse effect on the common man in the center region. The so-called low budget meals in the past are today a veritable luxury due to the high market prices. Irene Manti Ayonge took interest in some of the meals that used to be considered last resort. Her report.
Some years back, a puff puff and beans joint was a very comfortable breakfast meal for the common man here in the center region. 150 francs could do the magic of eating to satisfaction. But the story is completely different today, as Pierre, a city dweller, laments.
I have had beans for 100 francs, pop up for 200 francs. Look at my plate. After eating for 300, I feel like I have not tested anything. In those days, with beans for 50 and pop up for 100, I couldn't finish it. But now I cannot eat for my satisfaction. I need to buy for at least 900 francs.
Even gari and sweet potatoes that were like a last hope for students and very low-income earners have become quite expensive in local markets.
Sweet potatoes used to be the cheapest complement. With 300 francs, you could have a quantity for a meal, but now it is hell. Don't even talk of rice. A cup that used to sell for 60 francs now costs 150 francs. Gari that was the cheapest in the market, that is a cup sold for 25 francs, but now a small cup is 100 francs. We are only coping by God's grace.
At the moment, it is constant reflection in different households, as the low budget meals require double or triple sums to meet the realities.
There is no low budget meal anymore. We only eat what we can afford. Even fish and sardine qualities have dropped. Buried assault are very expensive prices.
Many are those who go to the market these days and do not buy what their money can afford, not necessarily what they had planned to prepare, with quantity prevailing over quality. Irene Manti Ayonge for the Regional News in the center.
You are listening to the Regional News coming your way from the national station. We conclude a ride of the regions to the far north region as roadside food business gains momentum in Marwa. Health experts have warned that eating food prepared along the road or hogged could be unhygienic and unsafe, especially if they are exposed to flies that bear diseases. A far north regional correspondent, Sylvester Temken, visited some of these sites and put together the following report.
This is the atmosphere that prevails in some makeshift restaurants spotted in the different crowd-pulling areas in Marwa. Customers are more than ever before glued to their old habits despite the doubtful hygiene conditions. Most of the customers say the price is proportional to their purchasing power.
I come here because with 100 francs, I can get something to eat, contrary to modern restaurants.
I prefer roadside restaurants because to me they are cheap, and also I prefer them because of the time. I don't actually have time. As I'm a student, I go to school, I come back, I am tired already, I don't have the time to cook.
While some people enjoy their meals in these restaurants, often viewed with local materials, others express worries over the sanitary conditions as a possible vector of cholera and other diseases.
Most of these women don't even respect hygienic conditions when they are preparing this food. They don't care about their customers' well-being or whatsoever. All they are interested in is making money for themselves.
It is horrible because you see people washing plates with the same water, rinsing it with the same water. It becomes complicated to enjoy food at the roadside.
Some restaurant owners have devised tips to avoid any discomforting situation to customers.
The first thing I do in the morning is to take care of my kitchen. I sweep it and make sure it is 100% clean, because that's where my food is being prepared. I think that's the most important place. My pot, my kitchen utensils, I make sure it is clean.
Medics in the region have, however, cautioned the population to remain vigilant, while some inhabitants express the wish to see the administration regulate the haphazard sale of food in the far north region. Marwa, Sylvester Temking, CRTV.
That's how we saw it on the regional news this day, having on board 6 out of the 10 stations. Before we part ways once again, our major stories. A free medical screening campaign for renal disease to increase awareness and early detection is on the way in the Adamawa region, organized by the Adamawa Regional Hospital. In prelude to the World Environment Day, it has been observed that certain human activities in the East region largely contribute to environmental degradation, leading to a rapid change in climatic condition. Meanwhile, the common man in the Central region keeps lamenting over persistent price hikes of basic commodities in the market, especially foodstuff, as the so-called low-budget meals are fast becoming luxury. I'm Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo.
We now talk environment on LD. World Environment Day 2024 shall be commemorated on June 5, 2024 under the theme Land Restoration, Desertification and Drought Resilience. This year's theme highlights critical environmental challenges affecting communities and ecosystems worldwide. Desertification is an emergency in Cameroon, for the desert advances very fast, even from the forest zones, and negative human activities